Hello, welcome to Friendly Town Radio. I'm Reverend Showdog, and you may know me as the pastor over at the Church of the Holy Lobster. Yes, we're right off the highway. We look like a giant pile of trash, but we're a church. We're not a pile of trash, though our church is made of trash and pieces of, you know, old ceramic tile and rolled up people magazines and old milk jugs. And, well, I've been asked to come here and talk to you, the radio audience, to introduce this episode where the town council's trying to find a religion. And while I can't endorse their other religions that they're about to talk about, I can only say that you should maybe check out our church. We're pretty cool, as the kids say these days. We wear lobster costumes in church, and we rub melted butter on our foreheads. And I bet you're not going to find that anywhere else, that's for sure. And we have the best after-service snacks. We eat lots of raw clams and oysters, and we go out and we pick up garbage in the community, and we worship a giant lobster who will pluck up evildoers in his great mighty claws and break them in half, and it's all very cool. So come and check us out. We're the Church of the Holy Lobster. We're the giant pile of trash off the side of the highway. Come and check us out every Sunday morning at 5:30 a.m. I know that's early, but there's lots of trash to be picked up and not a lot of time in the day, because soon enough we're all going to be plucked up off this mortal coil and plunked into a giant boiling pot of water. So come on, check us out. But also, if you want to go and check out these other religions from this town meeting, I won't discourage you. We're a very open people. Enjoy.
This is our fifth or sixth meeting. I lost track after the mysterious meeting where we all vanished into a vortex. That's actually, we're going to add that to the ledger for the next copy of our zine. By the way, you have a couple copies of the zine left?
No, I've sold them all.
Oh, awesome. I have like maybe one or two copies of the zine. We have a zine that we made, the creators of Friendly Town put together, that explains a little bit more about our show, about the world building that we're doing with the show. I think I'm just going to add that to the minutes for zine number two when we put that one out later this fall. There's going to be a mysteriously vanished show that where a bunch of weird shit happened that never actually happened. But here's a couple ground rules about Friendly Town. Number one, we're a very nice community, very friendly town, if you will. We are so much cooler than those assholes over in Chum Village. We accept our imports through the bay at Hospitable Harbor, and we occasionally go swimming on Sundays in the affable ocean. The map is available. There actually really is a map of Friendly Town and the surrounding towns in the issue of the zine, if you guys are interested, if you don't have one already. Those are $2 and available from me. I have them in my bag over there. And actually, the first run is almost completely sold out, so with no further ado, I'd like to introduce this week's topic. Whoever is on stage is the acting mayor of Friendly Town. That's rule number one for Friendly Town. While they're on stage, they are the mayor of Friendly Town. They can make rules, they can make up plans for Friendly Town, they can make decrees for the Friendly Town City Council Charter that go into law, but then the person who goes up after them can then retract that law. But still, you can make laws. You can still make laws at Friendly Town. We made several laws at Friendly Town, such as Friendly Town shall always have at least one active Sheetz franchise, because Sheetz is delicious. Every Friendly Town citizen shall always have no fewer than 7 different cheeses in their refrigerator. There's that one. We were excited about that one. But this week, we've decided that we in Friendly Town need a way to worship some kind of deity, some kind of higher power. We're not merely content to recreate the actual religions that exist there out there in the world. You know, you've got your monotheistic religions like Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism. You got your other ethnic religions like Sikhism. You have spiritual religions like Buddhism and Taoism and Shintoism. But honestly, even Zoroastrianism, which is a Middle Eastern religion based around the worship of fire and the powerful entity therein that Freddie Mercury's family, true story, observed. Zoroastrianism, even that wasn't cool enough for us. So we decided that a few members of the Friendly Town City Council would like to bring forth to you our ideas for the official religion of Friendly Town. Thank you. So I'd like to kick off this meeting with my initial idea, or two of my initial ideas. One of the ideas that unfortunately died on the drawing board was based on a biblical tradition. Those of you who are familiar with the story of Cain and Abel, where Cain slew Abel out of jealousy. So Cain and Abel had this, they were brothers. Cain notoriously slew Abel, but in our theory is that Abel was actually the right one. Abel was the one who was more right-minded, the one who was more at peace with himself, the one who was more at peace with an ever-loving, all-omniscient God. So I originally thought about proposing a religion that that worshipped Abel. However, ableism didn't seem like a very good idea. ableism was actually frowned upon by the ADA. The ADA threatened to not install any handicapped ramps or retrofit any of our buildings for ADA compliance if we adopted ableism as. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's A-B-E-L-ism, not A-B-L-A. But they're like, doesn't matter, doesn't matter. And then they just kind of flipped me off and drove away in their really big, wide van. So I decided to go back to the drawing board, and I decided to create another idea for a religion based off of an already existent religion that many people know and love, Judaism. However, Judaism as it goes today is not going to cut it. Being Jewish in America is kind of weird because, you know, the United States government is, you know, billions and billions of dollars of support in Israel and kind of creates a contentious environment in the Middle East, and of course the British fuck the place up when they promised Palestine to both the Jews and the Arabs, and et cetera, et cetera. So I decided to extract the part of Judaism that we all love and create a new religion called Adorable Old Judaism. The founding or the teachings of all the old couples from When Harry Met Sally will form our prayer book. The Siddur will be thrown out. The common Jewish prayer book will be thrown out. Instead, we will adopt a prayer book that is just the printed off pages of the script from those scenes when Harry met Sally, where the old Jewish couples are talking over each other because they're so adorable. We will hold all of our religious ceremonies when it's the hottest possible out, because we all know the way old Jews feel about heat. At least once during every religious meeting, someone has to complain about schwitzing. If no one complains, oh, I'm schwitzing like a pig here. Oy, and you know, you can't eat pig in Judaism. But these are old Reform Jews. Like, that's also another note. Rather than have old Orthodox Jews that are super pro-Israel and super like, oh, you can't eat that, you can't eat that. What, you're giving your grandma a heart attack. We're gonna have the cool old kind of grandma that speaks like that. And, you know, and says, like, what's the problem? What the fuck is wrong with Trump, you know? He's such a schmuck. Come on. Like, and that's... So basically, instead of traditional religious services, in adorable old Judaism services, it's really just a bunch of old people sitting around playing Pinochle and complaining about the government and being adorable while they're doing it. It's like, I don't understand. What's Trump got against Mexicans? Didn't they build his buildings? Oi! And that's pretty much it. You don't really actively like stand up and, you know, at some points during the ceremony, you might get up and sing along to old Sinatra songs or Al Jolson songs and stuff like that. You know, and your grandmother, like, as part of, you know, initiation, if you want to convert to adorable old Judaism, you have to watch all of Al Jolson's movies and understand why this guy was, like, the sexiest. Like, all of our great grandmothers wanted to fuck that dude. Like, I don't understand. So that's a big part of adorable old Judaism, is, like, embracing old Jewish entertainers such as Al Jolson, George Jessel, the Three Stooges, the Marx Brothers. And really, like, instead of, you know, traditional religious services, you get together and listen to a bunch of old Jews complain about the government while playing cards and playing games. And then you watch the Marx Brothers or the Three Stooges, and you just drink some Manischewitz, and you just chill out. So that is my idea for a new religion, adorable old Judaism. Do you guys like my idea? Thank you. We'll be introducing plenty other new Fakakta ideas, bringing those to the drawing board tonight. But first, we have a special presentation from a new mayor to Friendlytown, someone who's not participated in the Friendlytown City Council meeting before, presenting his idea for a new religion. I would like to present Greg Raines.
People of Friendly Town, I've come to the realization of what our religion should be. It should be spammyism. I'm not talking about, you know, emails or anything. I'm talking about actual spam. Because spam is a staple, man, because I am poor as fuck. I mean, you can make so many things out of spam. And also, you can use the grease from spam if you're poor like me. You can use the grease from spam to actually use for lube. Yeah, there's nothing like that nice little hammy little whatever the fuck it's made out of smell. Oh man, it's like, hey, it's just like this. I've heard this plenty of times where I live. Don't worry, baby, we don't got enough money for lube. We got Crisco. Oh. Yeah, welcome to my fucking world. Oh man, it's like, this is really weird for me to pantomize, but it's like, just imagine, we can just have a giant, giant statue of spam. Not be, you know, well, it will last forever, I already know this, as long as no one doesn't open it, let's keep all the bums away. And it'd be marvelous, beautiful, delicious. But of course, everyone's going to be thinking about the vegans. Oh, it's so there. Well, we have another version of spam. It is nothing but bean curd in a can. That'll satisfy them. And besides, when the world starts to end, they won't survive because they don't have protein in their system. But that's pretty much it.
I like it.
Spam for the win.
Thank you, Greg. One more time for Greg's idea, spamism. We'll see how that one pans out. Now, spamism, it's interesting you mentioned a giant monument to spam, because there really is, in Bosnia, a giant monument to spam. I'm not making this up. The Bosnians, as kind of like this big to the UN after, you know, years of genocide and terribleness, a lot of the supplies and stuff that were sent to Bosnia, Sarajevo, I think, in Sarajevo, they were so upset that everything that they were sent was basically crappy, like, you know, hydrogenated products and, you know, stuff in cans, that they decided as a thank you present to either UN or NATO or something, they just erected this giant can of spam in Sarajevo. You can Google this. It could be in a different city. My friend Ruth told me about it, but it's really kind of badass of the Bosnians to do that when you think about it. But, you know, maybe the Bosnians are a little bit ahead of us in that spamism game. But we're going to add that to our list. We're going to add that to our city council's list of possible new religions. But from what I understand, our bartending mayor, Todd Lewis, also has a couple ideas. So I would like to invite him to the microphone to present them. Everyone, Todd Lewis.
Well, thank you, Mr. Sonicson. I'm not going to talk like that. So I came up with a fairly simple concept for my religion. It's a polytheistic religion with a pantheon of gods that are both good and evil. It's called failurism. And we worship the pursuit of failure, and we revel in failure and believe that someone who does not fail is not trying hard enough and is leading a boring life. So, here are the deities. First off, we have the enemies of failure. This is Competitius Maximus. He's the meathead that makes everything into a competition. And has to make you feel like you're the best of everything, at everything, or it's not worth doing. And he is the first enemy of failure. If I would have known there was only three people, I would have done like 40 of these. I would have been like, and this is the silo. Next up is Gluteus Vanius, the lady who is constantly worried about how others sees her. She projects feelings of insecurity through reflections and photographs taken from bad angles. She's the one that makes you feel like what you're doing is going to be somehow not taken well amongst your friends and strangers. There's Jerkius Perfectionist.
Yes.
Jerkius Perfectionist lives in the memories of your mother's doubts about you, your first algebra teacher, and the crush that you could never work up the courage to talk to. He makes you feel as if anything you work on has to be completely perfect, and you have to be completely perfect before presenting it to the public or anyone.
Yes.
And we have Comparatus Stupidus, who is the sister of Meathead Maximus. She forever compares your accomplishments to others' accomplishments, even your own successes. And she resides in newspaper puff pieces and your standardized test scores from high school.
Yeah.
Up next we have Furious Outlandish, who is dwells everywhere in the darkness and is the fear of failure itself. Which leads you to not do all the things in life you'd like to. And that's it for the enemies of, it gives you the feeling of feeling like you're awkward while you're dancing. Those are the enemies of failure. Up next we have the heroes of failure. We have the naive child.
Yes.
The naive child lives in all beings' hearts, and he thinks that you're ready for things that you are not ready for. He's one of the biggest friends of failure. He lives in the memories of like trying to slide down that big hill that you had no business sledding down, and thinking that you could jump on the back of a horse even though you didn't know how to ride one. Up next, we have the Smiths. The Smiths, who wrote, "Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Coyness is nice, and coyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. Nature's a language, can't you read?" Up next, we have the buffet enthusiast.
Yes.
The man who wants to go back and get more food at the buffet, even though he knows he's full. And he represents taking on new tasks, even though you already can't handle what you already have. And up next, we have Jim Marshall, who is the patron saint of running the wrong way. When you think that you're accomplishing something really fantastic and great, but in fact, you are scoring a safety. You have not scored a touchdown, sir. You have scored a safety. And lastly, we have the Beast. The Beast is the darkness in all men's hearts that makes us act on our impulses and compulsions. It's what makes us think that we can sing karaoke, or that we could be a race car driver, or whatever your most primal, like, need to do something that you shouldn't be doing is. And that's the last friend of failure, and the last of the pantheon of gods, at least until I have, like, 20 more minutes to work on this.
Yeah.
That's my pitch for failureism, everybody. Thank you very much.
Oh, that was fantastic. Failureism by Minister Todd Lewis, the polytheistic Minister Todd Lewis, presenting failureism to the newly indoctrinated masses. Now, I believe, unless we have anyone who has any other ideas for religions, I think I am almost ready to call this meeting to a close. We've learned a lot about ourselves. We've learned a lot about actual religions tonight, I think. But between the religions that we have on the drawing board here at Friendly Town City Council, which include, of course, my scrapped idea of ableism, that's not going to happen. However, it seemed like the idea of adorable old Judaism is going to is getting a little bit of traction, as well as spamism and failureism. So I propose that possibly we reconvene sometime in the future and we examine the possibility of building the world's first church to failing at cooking spam with adorable old Jews, yeah. The religion.
Yes.
And on that note, I would like to implore you all to come back next week and join us as we and the members of the Friendly Town City Council present ways for Friendly Town to go green. We at Friendly Town care about the environment. We care about the world we live in. We do not want to fuck up Mother Earth like all of those nasty corporations over in Chum Village or Bonhomieburg. We are going to make Friendly Town, like Mayor Madeline Rojero of Knoxville said, we want to make Friendly Town the greenest fucking city in this imaginary world that we're creating. So come back next week for Friendly Town Goes Green. We will see you next week. Thank you so much. We have a couple more copies of Zine number one left. If you haven't add us on Facebook, we're at facebook.com/friendlytownknoxville. Any other questions? You know where to find us, literally right here. Thank you so much. Have a good week. Have a great time. Thanks for being here. Bye.
Well, now, that was the biggest bunch of heathen piles of garbage that I've ever heard. And remember that I love garbage. Let me again say that you should come out and check out the Church of the Holy Lobster next week. We're going to have a big old lobster boil. That's right, we eat our God. Come on, check us out. And I hope you enjoyed this episode of Friendly Town Radio. And do listen in for the next one, because I guarantee they're all going to be just perfect, just like our lobster God. Thank you.